the beginning of the discussion, I will do with a question. I will start with a question. That if an individual, a person, gives the name of a few things, if he gives the name of a few things and he asks you or anyone else, and then he says, please answer, let's see how quickly people will answer him. The person who questions, he asks that if there's tires in one place, if there's steering in a place, if there's a seat, there's an engine, and there are lights, wipers, and the windows on the side, if you put all these together, then tell me what will be formed. The answer, obviously, all of you will have in your mind. It's not difficult, is it? Even a child will say straight away, that I can tell you the answer. There are two reasons for this. That from before today, 200 years ago, if this was asked, or 150 years ago this question was asked, then people would have thought, what is this 200 years ago? Because this was not common. People didn't know what he'd be talking about. But if you ask this question today, then even the smallest child will laugh a lot first. Now, what kind of question is this? This is so easy, isn't it? Yeah, tires are there, there's an engine, there's wipers, there's seats, there's the steering wheel. If you put all together, it would make a car, isn't it? Yeah, easy question, easy answer. Because this is common today. Every person knows what a car is. In every home, there are 2, 3, 4 cars parked up. Children's names, you make the registration plate on their names. It's common. But 200 years ago, who knew? So they couldn't answer. It would have been hard. They would have been lost. The same way, another question I'll put to you. The person who questions, he asks that personal affairs, society affairs, akhlaqiyat, character, manners, worship, all of these, if you put together, what does that make? Very difficult to answer now, isn't it? Maybe. Just like you asked about the car, everyone, if you put all of those components together, what does it form? So only the mu'min can give the answer, who in this day and age, in this Ma'ashira, he'll say immediately, if you put all of these together, it's very easy. What? He'll say, deen. You've put all these together, you get the deen. Just like their components of the car, the steering wheel, the tire, the engine. It's obvious that if you put them all together, the components, you will manufacture a car. So in the same way, if you are asked that you have your personal life, society life, you have your manners, characteristics, and worship, habits. If you put all these together, what does it form? Deen. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So now from the car, let's go back to the car. Why is it a car? Why does a person keep a car? A vehicle. He keeps a vehicle for the purpose so that a person wants to go from A to B. From one place to another, I want to go to Blackburn. So what will I utilize? The bed? Will I use the bed to get to Blackburn? No. Will I use something else? No. Immediately I'll go towards the car, because this will deliver me to my destination. If I want to go to Piccadilly, I'll sit in the car, because it will take me there. So what's the objective of the car? It takes you to your destination. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So let's keep praising our Rabb, that how Allah is explaining to us in a beautiful way. He's explaining deen to us, isn't it, Allah? In a simple way. So then, clearly we've understood this is the car. So this is the objective of a car. It takes you to the destination. Subhanallah. So then, in the same way, applying the same principle, deen, in which all these components, ma'ashara, society life, akhlaq, characters, ibadat, habits, if you put these all together, makes the deen. So what's the objective of deen? The objective of deen is same as the car. Just as the car takes you to destination, deen will also take you to the destination. Deen. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you understand the example? Small, small little examples to try to explain the deen. Even a child will understand this. Deen it is the car that will take me to the destination, the end point. And it's only deen that will take me to the destination of the hereafter. Only the deen. Nothing apart from the car can take me to where I want to travel to. And there's nothing without deen that can take me to the destination of the hereafter. Nothing except deen. If someone claims today that without the car I can travel, we'll go by foot. It will take so long. It will be very hard. That's a separate point. But if someone claims today that without deen, I will get Jannah. Without deen, I will do this, I will get Qurb of Allah. Will anyone believe him? But people say it today. Oh, leave it out. What are you talking about? Namaz. Forget about namaz. Oh, forget it. Allah is Rahim, Kareem, He's merciful. What's the point of chatting about this? Just do a little few things, you'll be fine. Have you seen this? This is called Shaitan's deception. Yes, death is truth, my friends. Understand these points. Who was the individual trying to deceive? Who is he trying to deceive? Every day we deceive ourselves. Every day we deceive ourselves. That the thing that is impossible, how can we make it possible? Tell me. Here, you are answering yourself. Every child is answering the same way. And then listen again. You have the car. Okay, it will take you to the destination. You have the steering wheel, you have the windscreen wipers, we have the headlights, we have the engine, we have the seats inside, we have all the components, etc., etc., etc. You will sit there inside the car. You will believe that these things are formed together, assembled. Where will they take you? Yeah, take you to your destination. Say Subhanallah. Now, you take the car. How do you take the car? That from this, if one part is missing, you won't even get the MOT passed. Yes, you go to the MOT center, you say, oh, this component, wipers are worn out, tires worn out, this is wrong, this needs renewing. Will the MOT get passed? No. So if the MOT doesn't get passed, you can't go onto the road that car. Yes, I went once myself, it was somebody I knew, to the MOT center to pass it. I said, yaar, do the MOT. He said, okay, put it onto the ramp. He said, pass. He said, I can't do the MOT. He said, why? He said, we need the wipers. I said, how much will it cost? He said, £40. I said, without the wiper, it's not that important. It's running, isn't it? He said, no, MOT will not pass. This is not the wiper, which is the standard. You cannot use these. So the whole car, my car became a waste due to just what? One wiper. I could not get the MOT passed. Wiper hasn't got much of a status, but it's a part of that car. Say, Subhanallah. Keep listening to what I'm saying, you'll understand with ease what I'm saying. If you want to practice deen, then you'll understand what I'm saying. Because these are the paths of Jannah we are discussing. Remember this. It's not a drama here, brothers, following the deen. I'm telling you today's environment. I'll ask you the question tonight, that everyone will answer that this is a car, the child will. But when we put these things together and talk about deen, mashallah, nobody will answer. Why? Because we are in this age. That just like in the old age, people don't understand what a car is. Today we're in that age that we don't recognize deen. Nobody will give the answer based on deen. Just like in the older days you ask this question, even the child will have stood up and said, this is deen, he would have known. Because deen was common at that time. Deen was common at that time. Now, due to a wiper, my car has failed, it cannot drive, it cannot be roadworthy, MOT, the law says if you drive, you'll get caught. Wiper will be applied, then you can drive the car, even though everything is present in the car at that time. Just one component, small one, the headlight, a bulb, it will not pass. Yes, you have a nice Mercedes, stylish, different brands, but it won't go on the road because it's missing a component, small component. But that car, if that component is in there, it's very important because it allows the car to run. It doesn't just allow it to run, it takes you to the destination. Very, 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 very important is that component for us in life. It's not a minor component. Anything in a car is not minor. Say Subhanallah. Because we cannot get to the destination. So my brothers, Deen, all the parts of the deen that we mentioned and I presented them to in your service. Mu'amalat, ma'asharat, akhlaqiyat, ibadat. Akhlaqiyat, manners, conduct, habits, how you interact with society. If you put all of this together, it becomes deen. If you take any juz, part of this, if it's shaking or it's loose, then will your MOT pass? Your deen's MOT, will it pass? No. If from these, in any of your part of your deen, it fails, then the MOT will not pass. Whoever's MOT does not pass, he won't be on the road. Which road? The road to the path to Allah. The road that will take you to the Akhirah. A very simple way I'm using to explain to you. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So a person cannot reject. So until all of these factors, the parts of the deen, mu'amalat, all the different components of the deen, you have to keep them at the same standard that it should have. So you can drive the car, so that when you sit in this vehicle of the deen, you can travel to the destination of Akhirah and attain success. Today this isn't happening. I ask somebody, what is that ma'ashara you're talking about? What is adat, the personal habits of a believer? What is akhlaqiyat, mannerisms, conduct, characteristics? No, I just know hajj. I don't hajj. That's all I've been told. Oh, just pray namaz, salah, that's all I know, is deen. Ibadat, worship is one part of deen, say subhanAllah. Worship is one component of the deen, worship. With this juz, you cannot get to the destination with just worship. You are deceiving yourselves, oh people. This is not deen. In no kitab is this deen been recorded. Remember this point. This is a part of the deen. It is an important part, worship. Everything is important. Every juz is important. Because no MOT can be passed if a component is failed. The wiper failed. My MOT failed. Look at the big, big parts of the deen. And we, if we hide them away, then how can we get to Allah? How can we get success with Jannah? Tell me. How can we? Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Until now, have you understood what I'm saying, brothers? It's clear what I'm saying? So only we'll be monkeys then if we don't practice on this. We'll be monkeys. Only monkeys do these things. They understand, but they don't practice. Only human beings don't do that. Human being is a great person indeed. Great person. Ahsan al-taqweem, Allah says about insan in the Quran. The person who's a true human being, who understands these words and does amal. The person who does do amal, he's a monkey. He's an ape. So last time, the things we discussed, how many people did amal, otherwise they're monkeys. They're not human beings. They're not only human, cannot be human being. Ahsani taqweem cannot be. It's not the attribute of a human being. Ignorant are those people when he goes and he understands something and he is understood and he doesn't understand, he doesn't do amal, then there's no bigger monkey than that person. I'm using polite words. These are not dirty words. Yes, even a monkey is very understanding. It's not some stupid animal monkey. You go to the zoo and see how the monkey will jump on your car and play games. They've got brains. They know everything about us, the monkeys. So how sad it is. Ahsan al-taqweem. How can that person be ahsan al-taqweem? That's why I say to you to say subhanAllah. So when you say that, you say, I've understood. That's why you say subhanAllah, isn't it? Otherwise, if you don't understand, you say, sorry, I didn't understand. How do I praise Allah? Please tell me. So when you understand something, then say subhanAllah. Then the stamp that the monkey's understood. If he doesn't do amalis, and monkey is not a human being. Ahsan al-taqweem, he cannot be. Ah, yes. If you can say he's ignorant, I didn't know, I wasn't aware. But when you say you understand, subhanAllah, then you don't do amal, then how sad that is. That's a bad thing. So until now you've understood that all the components of the deen are important, and to just stay on one part of the deen is wrong. You're in danger. You're in deception. Do you understand what I'm saying? So all the parts of the deen, when you put them together, equals deen. So by getting all of these together, deen becomes. If somebody's akhlaq's not good, if his interaction with society is not good, if his personal habits aren't good, his habits, personal life's not good, his worship is not good, then he's not practicing deen. Beware. Beware, he's in big danger. And he's sitting on the mound of azab. and he cannot be successful. So if he wants that, I want to have a good death, easy death, so in the hereafter I can get to my destination. What he needs to do is that all of the deen, put it together, grab it, and work hard on everything, just like he does ibadah, hajj, and Quran, and nafal ibadah. We do work hard on these things. Then work hard on my akhlaq. I won't lie. I won't take anybody's rights. And on my personal habits, I'll work hard. My mu'amalat with society, I'll work hard. When I take a loan, I don't pay it back. When I promise, I don't fulfill it. Haram, halal, I don't distinguish. I don't know about the law. I'm running a business. I don't know the law of my shop. What is the asool of Islam? I'm working and as an employee, I don't know what Islam says. That should I do this job or not take this job? Should I earn money like this? Nothing at all. Halal, haram, kullun halal today, we say. Kullun hada, kullun halal. Everything's permissible today. That's it. Just pray salah, everything's halal. Just go on umrah, everything we find. Alhamdulillah, praise, worship, go on the journey, no restriction. But if you just work hard on one juz of deen, shaitan has deceived you. I'm not saying this. Let's go towards the Quran and we'll understand this as well, inshallah. Quran will explain to us. Do you understand what I'm saying? That just ibadah, those who drag their heels on ibadah, and they ignore the other things and don't pay attention, totally wasteful people, fuzul. They don't understand deen. They don't want to understand deen. Nor do they want the understanding of the deen. They have no understanding what is the deen. No understanding. They just listen. Few things, traditions and cultures. This thing, celebrate there, celebrate there, celebrate this day, celebrate that day. That's it. They write their deen on a calendar. They know how to celebrate those days. And on those days, big du'as, big news, good news, everyone's going to Jannah, everyone's going to paradise. May Allah take us all to Jannah. But my Quran doesn't say this. The Quran doesn't, our Rabb doesn't say this. Yeah, he says other things, our Rabb. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So inshallah you've understood. Yes, not everyone's saying, if only 50%, when everyone says Subhanallah, then Allah says, everyone says Subhanallah. Subhanallah, you've understood. Yes, only that person will say who understands. Now, let's go ahead. So what we realize is that all parts of the deen are important to practice the whole deen. You have to follow every part and component. We've understood that up to now. You have to work hard on all of them, just like you'd work hard, just like you work hard on one thing, you have to work hard on all of the things. Call people to the deen via the Quran, via the hadith, via the tabligh, via zikr. All the parts of the deen, all the parts of the deen, that we should include all the parts of the deen in our life. Not just one. Yes? That's how we give dawah. So it's not just zikr that we invite people to. My fikr should be on the whole of Islam. The whole of deen, and it should be. And it should be. Because it's not just inviting to dhikr. The whole deen we should have fikr. Concern. That someone invites towards salah. That it's not just salah that you invite to. But you should have the fikr for the whole deen at that time. Say subhanallah. So if you are inviting to just one thing and nothing else. If I just talk about dhikr and invite just to dhikr. And I don't have fikr on other things. Then that's not dawah. Dawah. Then that's just for a select task. And I'm inviting towards myself. Maybe. For one objective, to just stick to that one objective. Yes, just to say Quran, 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 that's not dawah in its entirety. Yes, that you should have an objective behind it. Until and unless you do dawah, dawah means that fikr for all the parts of the deen, 5 or 6, you should have the same fikr and concern on all of those parts of the deen, just like you have the fikr for one part of the deen. What do we do? What do? We have this, don't we? Along with dhikr, we give dawah for all the other parts of the deen. Don't we not? Do we not? If we do say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, our dawah is maqbool, accepted. That's what we're doing, isn't it? We're not just inviting to one, we invite to everything. So, the color, the effect of all dawah, doesn't matter how you're giving dawah, inviting. Yes, main thing is, for example, you've opened the Quran. So alhamdulillah, this is the Quran. Through the Quran, I want to invite people towards the whole deen. Fikr towards the whole deen. I have sat to do dhikr. Dhikr is the main topic of that day. It's the root, the means through which, the, what that means when I invite people towards dhikr, that is not just to that dhikr, but all the whole complete entirety. I am, should have fikr for each pillar of the deen. Yes, so where this is apparent and you see this, today you have to go to that place. Say subhanAllah. Today you must sit, that if you're sitting in a place where you don't get this, you're wasting your time. Yes, for example, if you're just dragging yourself to one thing, pressing on one thing, then on the Day of Judgment you'll be asked, Allahu Akbar, about lying, backbiting, mamulat, wife's rights, son's rights, father's rights, mother's rights, tijarat, business, eating, drinking, employee, employment, every single thing. Remember, deen covers all of these factors. And this is the glory of Deenul Islam. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the glory of Islam, my brothers. It covers all facets of life. No, I do this action. I don't know why I keep feeling down and I feel mentally low. And I was told that, for example, we made magicians prosper today. Just do this, recite this and say this. And immediately think, if, for example, one part of your deen is correct, you pray salah 5 times a day, you start praying tahajjud, okay, that's fine. Even then you complain that I'm not content and satisfied. In my heart there's no sakina. I don't know, this has happened to me, that's happened, I feel this. Then don't blame the deen. Think that all the other 4, 5, 6 parts of the deen, how weak am I on those parts of the deen? That where's the leakage? What do? That I just leave everything to salah. Oh, there's no point of praying salah. I'm not benefiting from my salah. Imagine this. We don't see that salah is not the mistake of your salah. You're praying correctly. But alongside salah, the other 4 or 5 parts of the deen, you're not paying attention to them. What will the poor salah do to you? So apart from blaming the deen and salah, look at the other parts of the deen. Am I practicing here? Am I making a mistake here? Ma'asharat, society, my business, my job, my employment. Am I making mistakes here in my home? My hakuk, that I meet, am I breaking the rights? Is it the case that my friends, I don't have good relationship with them? When you look at all of the things, then subhanAllah, you will see the answers. And if you keep patching them up, mending them, patching them up, then the noor will come to your salah. Yes, so then the complaint of your salah will be eliminated. Ajeeb bayan we're having today on its own. Ajeeb words are coming out, mashallah. Ajeeb discussion, subhanAllah. Ajeeb, good points. Do you understand what I'm saying? Good. So how much strength a person attains when he gets the right path, and that's why Allah Ta'ala said time and time again, Allah repeats, اِهْدَنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدَنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدَنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Until today we've not even understood this one verse. What is اِهْدَنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ? The true path, the path of the prophets. One Nabi, his greatest strength was that all the parts of his deen would shine and sparkle. He'd give everything to you, the Nabi. Yes, he would be just, he would explain. From every corner he would explain the understanding. That's why he's saying, اِهْدَنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So your deception's gone in it. That not just salah and hajj and ibadah. Yes, I'm saying this time and time again, because today shaitan has deceived us and he just makes us run after one juz of Islam. Just one juz. Somebody does hajj. Every year he goes on hajj, after year he's going on hajj. Some people just start doing umrah upon umrah upon umrah. They become lovers, ashiks, good. But balance is taught by Islam. Do hisab of the other factors of the deen. Look after your children. Look after your children. Look, keep a balance of your life. Don't just run after one thing. Who's just told you that this is success? Just do hajj and that's it. Yes, so many hajis will go into Jahannam, we will lose count. Why? Because their mamalat are spoilt. Their daily lives are spoilt. And Ajib, it sounds weird, doesn't it? The haji will in Jannah. That how then your mind will think, oh, this can't be right. But shaitan overcomes you. A wrong, he deceives you and overwhelms the brain of that person. So many places you will understand for hours. You have to understand fikr of mamalat, personal life, lying, business. And he carries on. Oh, no, it's okay, leave all of this. The person who runs his shop, nobody knows how to run the business according to the Usul of Islam. We don't even know how to buy stock, how to sell it, how to do bay, how to return stock or not give people the stock back or return the goods. We have no idea whatsoever. No hisab. How much profit we should keep and how to spend the profit, the hisab and the accounting. Nothing at all. Whatever comes, his maal is mine and my maal is mine. Now, who's adu-dhikr? Yes. Because when they question, I do dhikr. The haji will say, I do hajj. The fasting person will say, I fast. Oh, ho, ho. Sad to say, everything will be accounted for on the day of judgment. These 5-6 parts of the deen that I've explained, everything will be questioned. My points 2-3 times again afterwards, listen again. If you want to get Jannah based on deen, I'm telling you this now. Then do dua, inshallah, we are weak. We are weak, but at least I've understood. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make us implement as well. Yes? Yes, at least become serious for once in our lives. At least become serious. That I'm weak and slowly, slowly the weaknesses will evaporate. At least accept Allah, I'm wrong. At least accept. Instead, in front of the mirror, man can't lie that your nose is crooked. You can't lie to the mirror. Yes? Or you're dark. People say you're darky. But just to get money from you, they say you're so handsome. Because they want to pull money from you as a loan. He says, no, the mirror will tell me, oh, is this your face in the mirror? Is this my face? The truth is there. You can't lie in front of the mirror. Can't lie in front of the mirror. Have to trust in the mirror. Otherwise, in Jannah will never come to us. Have to be honest, I remember a couplet, a verse. What was that couplet, that verse? Yes. Without amal, the person who has no amal cannot attain rahmah. The person who has no amal, he doesn't attain rahmah. Only through du'as you cannot get Jannah. What is the attainment through this effort? What is the attainment through this effort? That you will only get physical appearance, but you won't get the destination. So note this, couple it down as well. Note this down. Character, we don't know, we just make our appearance and sit. That when you get the physical appearance, but you don't get the success. So a person who has no amal, he cannot get the way out. The person who doesn't practice, he'll never give you success in this world or the hereafter. Only the person who practices all of the parts of the deen. Amal through practice. Not just through dua, can you get Jannah? Do dua for me, he's pious. You can't get Jannah through duas, just on their own. Not just through duas, through physical practice you get Jannah. So brothers, I was requesting that all the actions of all the parts of the deen we need to practice to get success. Now we continue. Go back to the car. I come back to the car now. So you go to buy a car. And what does he give you with the car? Yeah, the person who sells the car, the garage owner, when you go into the car, and there will be a manual. What do you call it? The car's manual. Yes? That explains, describes all the instruction manual. This is how you put oil in the car, put water into the part, you have to MOT it, service it like this. Any car, the manual explains to you what to do, isn't it? So my Mawla has also done this, our Rabb. That when he's given us the vehicle of the deen, then all the parts of the deen alongside this, Allah has given us a kitab, a book. And as soon as the person says, La ilaha illallah, he was a Hindu, kafir, Sikh, Christian. Soon as he recites the kalima, then he gets the instruction manual kitab from Allah. That you have bought the car of the deen, so now drive this car of the deen according to this kitab. Allah has announced it in the Quran. What is that book? Allah says, قَدْ جَاكُمْ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Quran says this, isn't it? That these five things to explain these parts of the deen, Allah Ta'ala says, I put the instruction manual of the deen in the car. You're a Muslim, you want to practice the deen. Allah says, I've given you a book. Which book? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. From Allah, the kitab is being placed. Because this deen, the malik, the owner of this garage is who? Allah. He's the owner of the garage. And we've accepted the deen of Allah. Allah says, you bought the car of Islam from me. and you want to come to my destination in paradise. So Allah says, for this I'll give you an instruction manual, a book. You have to follow this book, and the name of that book is what? قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Subhanallah. Who is saying this? Allah is saying this. Allah says, two kitabs I'm giving to you, two things I'm giving to you. One is kitabun mubeen. No kitab, kitabun mubeen, Allah Ta'ala says. What a beautiful statement, mubeen. What is mubeen? That such a clear kitab it will be, that all the parts of the deen, for every component, you'll get the explanation from this kitab. Now this kitab, Allah Ta'ala has praised and explained himself, defined. This kitab, which is called the Qur'an Hakim, the noble Qur'an, is from your Allah. He's given his main objective of this kitab is what? It's an instruction book. What instruction book is it? To explain this, that you, how should you practice the deen? How should you practice the deen? What is deen? Ma'asharat, mu'amalat, ibadat, ikhlaqiyat, adat, ibadat. All of these six components of the deen, to practice them, where will you get the instructions from? From where? From kitab-e? Say it loudly. Kitabun mubeen. So this kitab that Allah Ta'ala has given to us is not for kissing, not for khatams, not for tarawis, not for reading, not for naats, not for anything else, not for hifz, not for embracing to your chest, not with the Quran to do wazifas, recitations. Nothing at all. Don't do any of these actions with the Quran. The pious predecessor said this. I'm not saying this. With the Quran, don't do any of these actions. In the hereafter, you won't be asked on the day of judgment. Say subhanallah. You won't be asked, why did you not become a hafiz? Why didn't you become this? Why didn't you become a fassir, a commentator? Nothing will you be asked. Because the objective of the Quran, Allah said, is one. What is that? Through the Quran, you must understand the deen. You must understand. Am I wrong? Mawlana Sahib is sitting, he asked them. So what we realize is that all the actions they are all secondary actions. What a beautiful kitab is the Quran. Fantastic book, not a minor book. Everything attached to the Quran is nur. The lawat is nur, kissing it is nur, looking at it is nur, to love it is nur, to take shifa from the Quran is nur. All things are nur, but the objective of the Quran is not these things. What have we done? The real objective we have hidden, and we've run after the secondary things, and we have fallen and tumbled down, and the storms that have brewed today. Maybe my points sound weird, but I am teaching you the true, correct deen. I'm not teaching you, rather who? Our pious predecessors, at whose shoes and feet we sat, they told me, and I'm delivering their message to you. Subhanallah. That all my hairs became white whilst I sat at their footsteps. And I learned the deen from them. And I'm sharing that with you. And they said, go and teach, otherwise me, astaghfirullah, who am I to sit in front of you and explain the deen? Who am I? They said, speak. I said, I can't speak. He said, I will enable you, you go and speak. Subhanallah. You will speak. But I said, who will listen to me? And he said, people will come and listen to you in Bolton. People will come and listen to you. When I came to Bolton, did anybody know me? Did you know me? Did you know me? Did you know me when I came to Bolton? Did you know me? Did anyone know me when I came to Bolton? Nobody knew me when I came to Bolton. Nobody knew. No one was aware. But now everybody knows me. Why? Why? Because there's the hand, the pat on the back, say subhanallah. If I sat on my own, I'd be a thief. I'd be calling you to myself and inviting to myself, come, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that, give me the titles. No need. I just say one thing. What? Kitabullah wa sunnate Rasulullah. That's it. And dawah through zikrullah. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's what I was told, instructed. Don't go beyond this, I was told. Yes, if you say this masala, masail, Shia, Sunni, Brelwi, this, that, this is not your job. Leave this to other people. All other people Allah Ta'ala has created. Other people Allah has created to do that work. You, what do you have to do? You don't care. Shia, Sate, Sunni, Ahli Hadith, Brelwi, Ghair Mukallad. That's why in my gathering, everybody comes to my gathering. Yes, I don't say he's wrong, he's correct. It's not my job to tell people. This job is for other people. This is their function. My duty is whoever comes to you, a stone comes, a diamond comes, give him dawah through dhikrullah, and the dawah you give is kitabullah wa sunnate rasulullah. This is the dawah that I give. Isn't it, brothers? Do I say he's Braili? Don't allow him. He's Deobandi. Accept him. He's Ahli Hadith. He's Ghairi Muqallad. He's Shia. And go and rob his house or set his house on fire. Do I say this? Or don't accept him or reject him or go to that country, reject the country? No, no, no. There's so much people try to involve me in these things. Allah wahdahu la shariq. He knows this man is not like this. And he passed me through all of these tests. People try their hardest in the dunya to distract me. Maybe they sat here now, the spies, they'll try their hardest. But subhanallah, one man, if he's honest, then he can never fail. He can never lose. From his tongue, even in the jail, even in prison and wherever he is, even in front of those people, he'll say to them, do dhikrullah. Come into Islam, why do you play games? Islam is correct. Even to them he gave dawah. Even they understood that this man's correct. They understood. Yes, no other words come out from the mouth. Why? Because the company of the walis of Allah is the greatest company indeed. Don't have the desire to become peer, sheikh. Whoever Allah makes the peer, he is the right person. Yes, so correct yourself through the correct things. Appreciate, a value here. One Pakistan from the corner of Pakistan in a village from Gadai Sharif, the instruction was given to me and the people of Bolton, go and teach them the deen and make them proper Muslims, came the instruction. Give them iman and embrace the kuffar. Teach them the kalima. Hindus teach them the kalima. Yahudis, the Christians teach them kalima. And alhamdulillah, with the fadl of Allah, I educated them. No, I didn't teach anyone to do wrong things. This is not my function. I don't know how to do wrong. I don't know about politics. I don't know what's happening in countries, foreign nations, who's arguing, quarreling, who's fighting, where bombs are dropping, and where people are being imprisoned, where people valued, which countries attacking which country. I don't know nothing about these affairs. I just know one thing. Stand up and teach every person dhikrullah. That's my function. That's why I teach. So my brothers, I was saying, am I late? Are we late or should we carry on? Should we continue? You don't need to leave, do you? Okay, keep sitting there and listening. That's why after Isha, dhikr is very good after Isha. Yes, and this is Rabiul Awwal. This is, if we don't understand Rasulullah's words in this month, then when will we understand, tell me? We are not those people who speak about other things. Yes, it's not foreign words. Wrong words here. Rabiul Awwal, this is the way to celebrate Rabiul Awwal. Even today you'll say, yes, the barakat of Rabiul Awwal are here. So let's continue. So what I was saying was that Allah Ta'ala has given us a book alongside the deen that will take us to the destination, just like the car with the instruction manual will explain how to use the car. So what's in the Quran? The book Allah says, I've given to you. Nurun wa kitabun mubin. Kitab I've given you, clear kitab. Explain the objective of the Quran. The objective of the Quran is one, ta'limat, attain the education. Do amal, it will teach you to practice. The rest of it is secondary. On the day of judgment, about this kitab, when you'll be asked about the Quran, only you'll be asked one question. On the day of judgment, did you practice the Quran? Hadith, mishkat hadith. That the kitab of the Quran, it teaches you halal, haram. It tells you what is lawful, what is unlawful, what is right, what is wrong. The whole deen, akhlaq, conduct, it is mubeen, clear. Every single thing I'll tell you. No other need, no need to touch Taurat, Injil, any other kitab. Allah says, I've given you such a kitab to my beloved Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my ummah has no need to go to anybody else for guidance. That's how complete is the Quran. And as the days pass, as the years pass, it will be printed in a nice way. Such colors of ink and printing and corners of the world. The whole world will be illuminated. Masjids will be filled with the Quran. Bookshelves and homes will be filled with the Quran. And that era, the Sahaba Ikram, they used to write the Quran on leather, on stones. Sometimes they didn't even write, they absorbed it in their hearts. And today we see Qurans everywhere. Books printed. Red, green, blue, yellow. Taj company, that company, this printer, that printer. Why? Allah Ta'ala says, this kitab I gave for one reason. Don't leave it there, print it there, or read it. This kitab, where you are shaking, then take the answer from the Quran, Allah says. Mubeen, the pious predecessors say, Mubeen also means something else. The Mubeen also hints us to something else. It's clear and it's easy as well. Very easy to understand the Quran. No dalil apart from the Quran. If you have the right niyyah, immediately Quran will tell you halal haram. You don't have to close your eyes and try to avoid. It will tell you this is halal, this is haram. Quran will tell you. So Allah has given us Quran, but now the question arises. Allah said before kitab, what did Allah say before kitab? The light. Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. The beautiful point comes, say Subhanallah before the point comes. Rabbiul Awwal is coming. Rabbiul Awwal is coming. The understanding of it. Before kitab, what did Allah Ta'ala say? What did Allah Ta'ala say? Why? The meaning, Allah said, Nurun wa kitabun bin. So in a sense, just like that when a person prays salah, if your wudu is not right, you can't pray salah. Say Subhanallah. Yes, you prayed salah, but if your wudu is not correct, your salah is not correct. So Allah says, Nur before. So the importance of this kitab comes into what? Say it loudly. Into the light, the illumination, the Nur. Kitab. All of the success of the kitab of the Quran is due to the light, the illumination. I mentioned light first. If you have the light, if you don't have it, then you can't get the benefit of the Quran. Say Subhanallah. Beautiful points, understand them. Yes, today it's coming, the understanding. The understanding is coming. It's coming. So this kitab of Quran, you cannot get benefit without the light. Light came first. Kajakum min alayhi nurun wa kitabun mubin. First Allah mentioned the nur, the light, illumination before kitab is the light. Understand carefully what I'm saying. Without the nur, you cannot get the benefit of the kitab. There will be complications in your deen. You won't understand the answers. You cannot understand Islam. You will deviate. Rather, a ajeeb word comes in the Quran with regards to those people. So brothers, look here, what is that thing Allah said? Kajakum nurum wa kitabun. The nur, the light. Why is Allah termed it light? For this reason, brothers. Yes, Allah's kalam. Why is Allah said nur? That nothing in the darkness can you read. No kitab of the world can you read in the darkness. Every kitab to read it, you need the light. You need to be able to see. Can you read the book in the darkness? And the light? There are two types of light. One is physical light and one is the light in the heart. One is the light of the eyes and one is the light of the heart. So the light we need for the Quran. We need the illumination, otherwise the kitab will stay just there, sitting there. That's why all these kitabs we've got, all of them are just there, sitting there. Because there's no light you're putting on it. You're not touching the Quran with the light. You're touching it with the light of your eyes. But you're not touching it with the light of the heart that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's why the kitabs are just there on the shelves. We look at them, we read them. But there's no effect of the Quran. That Quran that you read, the same kitab, we day and night practice against it. Those places where the Quran is on the shelves, the kitab is read in those homes, in those places, there's disputes, there's deviation, there's argumentation. You'll see the stacks of sins there in the same place. Famous, tell me, what's the reason? This means the light that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, Nurun wa kitabun mubin, which is attached to the Quran, that light we are not utilizing, that light we are not using. Until we don't use that light, if we don't use that light, we cannot understand the Quran. And if we don't understand the kitab, we cannot bring the deen in our life. And if the deen doesn't come to our life, then we cannot get near to Allah, and we cannot even smell the fragrance of Jannah. So the whole success is based on that light. First and foremost comes that light. Am I right or am I wrong, Maulana Sahab? Tell me. It's totally right, isn't it, what I'm saying? Yes, straightforward points I'm telling you, isn't it, brothers? Not complicated understanding. Yes, not lengthy technical points. Straightforward explanation. So that we can become proper Muslims. Proper Muslims. So that light about which Allah is saying in the Quran, what an importance, and only with that light can we read the Quran. My brothers, we read the Quran. Remember this. Don't read the Quran with the light of the eyes, rather read it with the light Allah is mentioning. I'm inviting you to this point. Don't read the Quran with the light of the sun or the moon or the lamp. Remember this. If you want to read the Quran, then read it with what? That light that Allah has given along with the Quran. What is that light illumination? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Recite the kalam of Allah and believe in Allah, but alongside with that, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That this is the light Allah Ta'ala explains Himself, that I have joined with my kalima. Qad jaakum nurun. Allah says, this is that light. Which light? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this, he who came in this month, mashallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say subhanallah. What a great light came in this month. Imagine for yourselves. Imagine for yourselves. But, so the whole of success will be based on this light, Allah Ta'ala says. So what does this mean? That you, if you want to understand the Quran, if you want to read the Quran, then it's lazim, essential for you. That under which light must you study the Quran? Allah's Nabi's obedience, imitation of the Sunnah-e Rasulullah SAW, then you'll understand the Quran. Our Master, through His ittiba, Allah's announcing, our Master's ittiba, if you follow our Master SAW, if you read the Quran, if you read the Quran under the shade of the Sunnah, then with the light of the Sunnah, you can understand the verse of the Quran, and then the whole of the deen, all of the parts of the deen, equally, you will practice them, and then you will be the practicing believer. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So as Allah Ta'ala explained, there's most valuable, precious thing is what? Sunnate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without Rasulullah's sunnah, nobody can practice the deen. Nobody. All of the pillars of the deen. 5, 6, 7 parts of the deen. Components. Mu'amalat, ma'asharat, ibadat. All of them. Every single of one of them to understand them. Who do we have to imitate? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to imitate him. You have to understand from his sunnahs. The Rasulullah came for this very reason to the world. To practically demonstrate the deen to us. And when Rasulullah under the light of his ittaba, you read and study the deen, then from his light becomes what? Allah said himself, that there were more than 100,000 sahaba. Rasulullah said that my companions are like the stars in the sky. They sparkle and glow. They are stars in the sky. And take any of the stars, you follow him, you will be guided. Why? Because every star, how did he become a star? Under the light of the sunnah, he became a star. And when he became a star under the light of the sunnah, he sparkles and shines so much that he starts to guide others with his light. Subhanallah. So my brothers, you tell me now, without the sunnah, how can you understand the deen? Does this make sense? Tell me, does this make sense? That without the sunnah, if you reject Rasulullah's sunnah, our eating's not according to sunnah, our clothing's not sunnah, our business is not sunnah, our appearance is not sunnah, nothing is according to the sunnah. Then tell me, everything, all success is through sunnah, through imitation of Rasulullah is success. Through it, you learn his akhlaq. Where will you learn akhlaq from? Quran? No, from Rasulullah sunnah. That how did he say do this? How did he say do this? How did he say do this? Tariqah of the sunnah, that's what Allah Ta'ala has explained. That's why Allah Ta'ala created the a'immah. Look at this. The fuqaha, the jurists, the scholars, the select people. So that until qiyamah, alhamdulillah, people can attain the fairs of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. Without sunnah, nothing can be attained. Nothing. Whatever will be attained in this world to the human being will be from this light. From this, that's the message that Allah Ta'ala has given in the Quran. Clear. If we say we are attached to Muhammad, if we say we are attached to him, then everything is through him. My brothers, if we want to practice the deen, then to practice the deen, every single thing has to be done by practice. If we bring everything into amal, practice, you understand what I'm saying? Your akhlaq, then it should be according to the Quran. Your character, your ibadat, worship, your character, your manners, your habits, your interaction, social interaction, everything should be equilibrium. And the tariqah of this, to learn this, is what? Very simple. Not Quran. Not Quran can you learn this from. Where will you learn it from? Ittabai Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa through his sunnah. No, you can't run after the Quran to learn these things. Quran teaches you the principles, but it won't explain the details. We have been given an example by Allah Ta'ala. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, I sent you an example through whom you will understand the Quran. Through whom you will understand the Quran. Through whom you will understand everything. He's the example. What does example mean? You can't understand. You cannot arrive to the principles. The example, just keep on imitating the example, Allah says. Just keep on imitating the example. So what is Allah Ta'ala looking at? The Allah's Nabi says, how did he do this? How did he do this? A, B, C. How did he say this? How did he, for example, if I want to, change something. I say, okay. Someone says do this. Wear this libas. Keep a bed like this. And for example, he says, do this. Leave everybody else. Come, let's ask Rasulullah. Let's go to his court. The Prophet of Allah, he, I'll explain to you. Not just one place. Bukhari Sharif, Imam Malik, Mishkat Sharif, Kitabs, stacks of them. Go, seek. And you will start learning all of my sunnahs, how to do the things in your life. Then Allah's lovers, they were created. This is hard for you to understand. Then go to my ashik. And every action of my ashik, Allah says, he will be according to the sunnah. If it's hard for you to study. Listen, if you cannot learn from kitabs, then go and learn from the physical demonstrator, the wali Allah. Only he can be wali Allah who demonstrates the sunnah. Otherwise, he can never be a wali Allah. Never. And even if you go to him, and if you don't listen to him and understand his words and do his nakal, can then there be a bigger monkey than him who doesn't follow? Then it can only be Abu Jahl, that person. There's a difference then in him. There's a Sadiq who went to Rasulullah and Abu Jahl went as well. Both went, but difference, they met him, they looked at Rasulullah, they spoke to him. Both used to live near him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Abu Bakr Sadiq accepted him, embraced him, I'll do your nakal. But he rejected, I won't do your nakal. So he became Abu Jahl and he became Sadiq. Both lived at the same time. So if I go to a wali Allah today, I say, fine, where should I study Bukhari and this and that, Mu'tama Malik, he said, too hard for me. Straightforward path, go. Allah says, if you can't study and learn the ilm, Poonuma Sadiqeen, Allah Ta'ala says. Very simple method. Go to my mushaik, wali Allah, then don't start complaining there, I want to follow my desires, then keep on doing his nakal after that. The wali Allah. The friend of Allah. Keep on imitating him. You came to him for this reason. You didn't go to the waliya to learn salah. You went there to learn deen. How? Not through kitab. Through his sobat, physical demonstration. Oh, these points I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to you, did I study in Darul Ulum today? Before today? Tell me. Did I go to madaris? No. Where did I go? To that madaris that Allah Ta'ala instructed, Qunuma Sadiqeen. I said, I don't have time. I'm in university, attending master degree, PhD. I was in the dunya. I didn't have time to study ilm. But I want to become your friend, I said to my sheikh. He said, don't worry. My sheikh said, don't worry. For people like you, I've got a standard. Now everybody goes towards kitabs, becomes alim, madrasa. Go to this village is my friend. Go to my friend. Allah guided. But the niyyah was correct. I wanted to attain Allah's nearness. I arrived there. He said, yes, why have you come? My sheikh said, I said, I wanted to leave the dunya and I want to attain Allah's nearness. He said, sit here, look at me carefully. He looked at me, he said, just like me, become like that, he said to me. Just like me, become. I said, I've become like that. I was at a topi and a safa and I put on the dhoti, the chadar. I said, hey, he said, no, Europe, I will wear this attire. Yes, go there wherever I go. Subhanallah. That you, I took your hand, and kunuma sadiqeen. So you are from the sadiqeen who Allah Ta'ala is testifying that you will attain your Rabb through their company, and you are going, and you will attain the sunnah of Rasulullah from this education. I want to learn akhlaq, then I learn from my sheikh, what is this akhlaq? How do you meet people? How do you feed people? I learned from him how to live in my home. I learned from Ma'amalat, Ma'asharat. First he taught me Ma'asharat. Now you will run your business. This is how you run the business, like this, like this. Beware, don't take interest. Beware, don't consume anybody's wealth. If you have less money, then be content on that. And if you're hungry, thirsty, don't ask anyone. I swear by Allah, I did amal on that. Until today, I've not been hungry. Subhanallah. So I learned the deen from his foot, from his feet, from his knuckle, from his imitation. And we continue life like monkeys and apes. 10 years we live, we can't even extend our beards. And we can't even correct our businesses. Oh, children of human beings, then what have you come to learn from this? Have you come here just to waste my time? Yes, that I did all of this beforehand. Yes, just like you say, my teacher will do because you are sadiq, you are honest. Allah Ta'ala has sent you as a guide. So wherever you are, you will teach me deen. I want to learn from you, my shaykh, not Bukhari. That subhanAllah, if you learn from me, my shaykh said, then you will learn Bukhari as well. And your books will be printed. From you, people learn sunnah. Because you've come Darul Uloom, you are educated here. 6 years people go to Darul Uloom. By 70 years you will be with me and study. My shaykh said, so where's 6 years and where's 70 years, tell me. Is there no difference? And where 4 hours you study in Darul Uloom, 6 hours. Here, morning till evening we study with the shaykh, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Morning I'd go, it'd become night. Night and morning, I didn't even know the difference between the two. Sohbat would not end. So is that class longer or is this class longer? Tell me. Say subhanAllah. Do you understand my points? Are they right or are they wrong? I've told you, isn't it? Yes, I'm a little bit emotional, I'm speaking. If you think something's wrong, what's he saying here? Until now, have I said everything correct? Is there something wrong what I've said? Say subhanAllah then. SubhanAllah. So something at least learn. If you haven't learned deen in Darul Uloom, then in this Darul Uloom, at least this deen, learn this. Then if it wasn't in your destiny to go Darul Uloom, etc., then at least go to a wali Allah, or a sheikh, or a teacher. When you go to a wali Allah, a sheikh, if you don't want to learn deen from there, then where will you learn deen? Tell me. Where will you learn deen? You just come to listen to speeches? There will be speeches on Jummah, Daras, Durus. Listen to those. Why do you come here? I don't have speeches. I don't even know how to speak. Yes, go to good Mawlana, scholars, Jummah, Yusuf alayhi salam stories, Zulaikha stories. See what ilm they teach you, mashallah. They'll explain Yunus alayhi salam, how did he go into the whale, and etc. They'll tell you stories, mashallah. Me, I don't tell stories. If you have come here to correct yourselves, then take hold of my style. Say subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Hi, hi. What beautiful points come out. This is deen. The tariqah of learning the deen, Darul Uloom, I've explained to you as well. Everything I explained. Now it's our job to practice, isn't it? So this is deen, my brothers. This is the definition of deen. قَدْ جَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ. Let's explain the nur. I've explained what the nur is, isn't it? It's not that nur, argue, quarrel. He was nur, he was bashir. Astaghfirullah. We haven't understood the kitab, the Quran. Where have we taken the deen today? And we have sects today, groups, quarreling, arguing. He's nur, he's not nur, he's bashir. The Quran explains that why has Allah said nur? What is nur? The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every sunnah of his was nur. Yes? We say this, Rasulullah is nur. I say that every action of his was nur. Every sahabi was nur. Rasulullah said, every companion of mine is nur. He's glowing in the sky. We say, he's nur, he's a man, he's bashar, he's human. What qawm has been created today? I don't understand. Confusing. Confusing. That who do we belong to? We are trying to explain technical points. Rasulullah was this, he was not this, this the belief, this the aqidah, he was not this, not that. Astaghfirullah, we don't even know about ourselves. And we're talking about the final prophet, he was this, he wasn't that. He was this, he had this. And you're arguing, he's a kafir, he's a disbeliever. About who? About who? Even Sadiq couldn't understand. Aisha Sadiqa couldn't understand. Even they understood, only Allah knew what was Rasulullah. And we argue about him today. Say subhanAllah. And me and you arguing, he was there, Noor Bashar. Do you understand what is Noor now? We are so stupid. Never argue on these technical. Go, you madman. I don't want to argue with you. Step back. Yes, talk about something useful. Yes, people's brains have got veils on them today. Veils and nothing else. Curtains. Just quarreling, shaitan. So, for example, I'd just like to summarize now with a few points. Yes, after this, Allah Ta'ala said something else. Very good. Fisilmi kafatan. The point that's coming now at the end, I'd like to explain. Say subhanAllah. So in a good way, this point can be explained to you. Sometimes I have a point and I cannot speak. I don't know how to articulate. So I'm a bit afraid. How do I explain to you? Say subhanAllah. So when you say subhanAllah, then I explain to you. I'm not a mulana, am I, brother? I'm just your friend. So how do I explain to you? So you've come here. How do I explain to you? I have a fikr, a concern. فِسِلْمِ كَافَةً, Allah says in the Quran. Allah says everything in the Quran is guidance. Allah says if you do not follow Rasulullah's way, don't follow his sunnahs, then listen what will happen. فِسِلْمِ كَافَةً, hukum comes now. The totally 100% enter into the deen. How? That all the parts of the deen that have been explained to you, معاملات, معاشرات, اخلاقیات, عبادات,
all of these components, this is all deen Islam, you have to practice on all of this. Fi silmi kafati. Not just one thing do you take. From one tire you can't drive one wheel, for just the steering wheel. If everything is correct, then the car will take you to the destination. That your mamalat won't be right, your masharat won't be right, your ibadat won't be right, your akhlaqiyat won't be right, your wife is to be happy, your relatives happy, your business correct, everything, your relationships and connections and according to the Quran. Then Allah says, fi silmi kaf. Allah says, totally, comprehensively come into the deen. That individual who does not adopt the deen completely, then khutawat is shaitan, Allah says. Then that person is what? He is not my path, is not the path of the deen. Then you are following and practicing the path of shaitan, Allah says. If you are not practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ahsan taqweem, if you're not following that, then what path are you following? If you don't keep the beard, whose path are you following? If you pray salah like that, what salah are you praying? Say it loudly. I'm not saying this, Quran is saying this. Khutawat shaitan. Your shaitan is praying. Remember this, that my Rabb says this, that if, according to Rasulullah's sunnah, if away from the sunnah, if opposite to the sunnah you're practicing your life, and you're saying you're on the path of the deen, if it's not according to the sunnah, then listen what Allah says, doesn't matter how much people think you're pious, how much people praise you, whatever you are in the world, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how many titles you have and glory you have and bayanat and speeches. But if you're practicing against the sunnah, just one action is opposite to the... Just remember, there's even one action. In ma'ashara, you're not treating people equally, nicely. Your akhlaq is spoiled. At home, your situation is spoiled. In all factors, anywhere, if you are not living your life according to the sunnah and that factor of the deen, you're not deciding based on the sunnah, then what are you? Doesn't matter what your maqam is in the world, what are you? Shaitan's path you are practicing. Big point the Quran has explained. Fi silmi kafa, totally. If you practice the deen according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be a small man, big man, minor, major, he will be termed, he is practicing the deen correctly, and this is ahdina siratul mustaqim. Do you understand the point today? So there are two paths. If our zahir, external, is according to Rasul sunnah, then what is that? Sunnah, according to the sunnah. So we see, look in yourself, look your faces, look inside, look outside, look your house, family, and look at maut as well. All of us just look at one thing, I prayed salah, prayed jummah, prayed eid salah, five times salah, tahajjud. Deen's complete, is it, brothers, is it complete? Say it loudly, is it? We do wrong, don't we, when we say this? No, deen is not this. Then we've rejected it, Allah's rejected all of them. Big shop people, Allah Ta'ala's rejected. All of your actions should be fi silmi kafatan, totally, comprehensively, deen should be with you. All of your life should be ittaba'i Rasul, ma'amalat, house, family, business, occupation, traveling, friends, relatives, maintaining good relations, everything should be according to what? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnah. In which, if there's anything cracking in that, any weakness, then khutuwat is shaitan. Then that person's on the path of shaitan, not Allah's path. Keep your hajj and fast, tafsir to yourself, Allah says. So then, the wali Allah, who Allah Ta'ala sends to the community, subhanallah, what a great personality. Everything of his is accordance to the sunnah. Then through him a person lives, learns. Not just this, that he's an angel. He's not an angel. He makes mistakes. But what does he do after a mistake? Immediately all night long he does ibadah and he seeks forgiveness from Allah. Not this, that he's a Nabi, masoom. He's not innocent. Even the kutab ghaus, doesn't matter who he is. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says he makes mistakes and he says istighfar, Allah elevates his status. His maqamat go higher. Not that, oh, so he's wali Allah and he was doing a mistake, a sin. You'll see mistakes sometimes. But then at least see how he asks for forgiveness from Allah. Then how he makes Allah pleased after he makes mistakes. Yes, look at that as well, the compensation. How he crushes his nafs when he makes a mistake, the wali Allah. Then he punishes his nafs so much that the nafs complains. But don't think that the wali Allah, he cannot make mistakes. Ghaus Kutub can't make mistakes. Mujaddad can't make mistakes. No, that's wrong. Allah Ta'ala says they will make mistakes. But Allah says after he makes mistakes and asks Allah for forgiveness, Allah says I elevate his status because I love his seeking for forgiveness. Subhanallah. You, Allah says, you should not be worried about that. Oh, is he making mistakes? What's he doing? You just go there, take his company and imitate him. What else do we get taught? that even, for example, if you see that there's pride, even their pride is ibadah. Subhanallah. Yes? Don't look at your shaykh, what's he doing, what mistakes has he got. Don't fall into that trap. You don't know that how does he do tawbah after that and how he gets Allah to be pleased with him. So, even if you see riya, what do you think is riya? Then even that Allah Ta'ala says, it takes a person towards ibadah. You don't know why he's doing riya. You don't know the reason. There's a method, a way, a system. When he does riya, he does it because he wants to invite the makhluk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, going back to the point, the hint Allah Ta'ala has given is, you should not be worried about secondary things. You should accept your teacher as a sadiq, follow him, imitate him, take his guidance. Don't look at his errors. Don't look at his deficiencies. He knows and Allah knows about his deficiencies. Leave that to Allah. Tasawwuf, I'm explaining to you, tasawwuf. 2 days we go. Hazrat Sahab, what's he doing? Oh, where's Hazrat Sahab going? Hazrat Sahab's doing this action. We are seeking deficiencies in our own teacher. Look at his salah. Oh, why does he do this? Oh, he's got mistakes in his life. Yeah, I'm telling you this openly. People do this with their teacher. When they go to Wali La Sheikh, first they look at his personal life. What's he doing? What's he saying? He this. Oh, he's taken money from him. Oh, he's done this to that person. He said this to that person. Subhanallah. Oh, you're wasting your time. Wasting your time. You're saying to Allah, Allah, I'm going to your sadiq, and then you're looking for defects in the sadiq. Remember, what is your niyyah that you're going there for? Allah's looking at your niyyah. You have no need to take out his defects. What's he say? What does he need to do? Allah knows, his Rabb knows. You have to accept him as sadiq. Close your eyes and start following him. Close your eyes and start following him. My wali, Allah says, you follow him, then to make you wali, Allah says, leave it to me then. Leave it to me. Yes? One day, then Allah says that I'll explain to you that these were not his defects, these were his ibadat. This was his madh. You understand what I'm saying? I think today's daras is enough for us, mashallah. And we've traveled, and maybe you've forgotten because there's lengthy, a lot of points. You don't even have time that you can go. Those poor souls who work hard, and look how long our whole team. You will go now, and this bayan will be connected. It will be translated into English. Rather, here the translation will be there. People will have that in their headphones. Translation will be done into English and then into Urdu, and then it will go onto the site and live. Lots of processes after that. Before you even get home, it'll be live in Urdu, in English, and it will come into the language that you understand. I don't know. I'm not doing this for myself. Again, I'll come back to that point. Don't look at my defects. Look at Allah's mercy. That how deen is being transmitted, delivered. One person I didn't even know. I went to pray Salah. I couldn't even think. He was zaif, weak. He said, Hazrat Sahab. I said, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, how are you? And my habit is to meet people with love. He said, do you know Hazrat Sahab? I said, what? And he was a person who was an administrator of the masjid in Bolton. Some days ago, I said, gee. He said, mashallah. Every Thursday night I listen to Beyonds, mashallah, my life has changed and transformed. He said, he was Gujarati, he was speaking in Gujarati, I was listening. I said, is it? I was looking again. I said, you listen to my Beyonds? He said, yes. I said, amazing. A person sends me the Beyonds, I listen to your Beyonds, mashallah. And he started giving duas, the brother. I said, people come to me and they're still monkeys, they don't listen here, they don't listen at home. They're still monkeys. As soon as they leave in their car, they put music on. Oh, listen to this music, look at this screen, look at this video. Yes, brothers, listen properly. Don't look at those knots. Listen to my knots. Listen to these knots. In those wasteful knots, they take money and they run away. They make you foolish. Yet they know Ashiqa Rasul, they earn money for their eloquent voices. Knots are these. Depth, straightforward, take you to the destination. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen carefully and have fear of Allah. Death is very close to the human being. And then you'll regret afterwards, oh, if only in my life I brought amal, why did I waste my time? Brothers, in deen you'll get wealth and akhir. Our external, internal, 5, 6 factors of the deen, components of the deen, do amal all of them. Wake up in the morning, don't just look at salah. Oh, I've got salah today, and I've gone into society today. What sin did I commit? My akhlaq, my manners, my conduct. What did I do? You got sheets, the sheet system, mashallah. They ask all the questions, complete them, fill them in, and keep the connection with the sheikh, alhamdulillah. and not just for talking. If you want to have sohbat company morning evening, just come to Maraqaba, our majalis in the morning evening, and you will be meeting with me. We're in company. It's not about talking to each other. It's about connection between the hearts. Yes, how are you? Ki Allah, how's your business? Our meeting maybe a year, 2 years of no brother, one brother, I think 3-4 years we haven't met physically, but we meet every day. But how? Subhanallah. How? Spiritually. Looks like we are meeting regularly. Physically, if you want to meet me, just play my biyana, you'll meet me. Play the biyana and you'll meet me. You want to be closer, then come to the majlis of dhikr and you'll come closer to me. At that time, the hearts will embrace with the hearts spiritually if you're sat in the majlis. What's this? Meet me physically, let's talk and gossip. We don't have time, brothers. That Naqshbandis don't have time for that. Naqshbandi meets every second through dhikrullah. Through dhikrullah, the Naqshbandi meets. Say subhanallah. Okay, recite the Rushiv. Let's start our work of zikr.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrahmanirrahim. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطنا وامدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اعطنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار فقنا عذاب القبر فقنا عذاب الحشر فقنا عذاب الميزان ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا مقرب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا قاضي الحاجات اقضى حاجاتنا يا دافع البلايات ادفع بلاياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا یا اللہ تمام جتنے بیماروں کو شفا کام نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو روحانی بیمار ہیں یا اللہ جادو کے جیسے بیمار ہیں بیماریوں سے پریشان ہیں میرے مولا جس حال میں پریشان ہیں یا کریم تو شفا عطا فرما یا اللہ بیمار سے جن گھروں میں بیماری ہیں میرے مولا کو شفا عطا فرما یا رحم رحیم تو کرم فرما
یا شافی الامراض اشف امراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف أمراضنا يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا كريم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين Allahumma ighfir lana wa li walidayyina wa ustadhayyina wa mashayikhina wa jami'al mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'u minhum wal amwat bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin والحمد لله رب العالمين.